All right, welcome everybody. BC here. This is another episode of Supreme Being, the podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying the upgraded audio quality because I paid an arm and a leg for this microphone, so you better be loving every second of it. First and foremost, sponsored by Team BC, my real estate team. If you guys missed the announcement earlier on Facebook, I'm also going to make a YouTube video about it. Team BC, my real estate team, is officially nationwide now. We just opened up two hubs on the East Coast, and we're going to keep expanding, so stay loced for that. So shout out to Modern Success and Carol and Paula and all the newest additions to Team BC. If you guys need anything real estate, you can contact us at any time. You can contact me personally or go to teambcsold.com. Number two, if you guys are interested in joining, go to partner with Team BC. Check that out. The video, if you like it, schedule a call with us. And lastly, Modern Success, which the two team leaders on the East Coast come from Modern Success. Make sure you guys join and join our community, briancasella.com, or you can go to the link in my Instagram bio. All right, let's begin. You've heard me say for years in regards to studying things and looking where other people told you not to look. Many subjects that we studied, were told this is what you study. A lot of times the answer to certain things and riddles of life were held right in front of our face, but we were told, hey, this isn't it. This isn't the answer. Look somewhere else. A lot of subjects we were told not to look at, yet those subjects were the most freeing for us and were able to provide us with insight and information that would completely change our lives for the better. Okay, why am I bringing that up? Well, if you guys follow me on my second YouTube channel, Brian Casella Show, it's gotten a lot of traction lately. I'm at almost 4,000 subscribers. I've monetized it. And one thing that I want to touch on briefly is, I met with Kevin, right? One of my team members recently. He was there this weekend with another Modern Success member. Shout out to Rory. And they were rollerblading, right, between Venice and Santa Monica. And we've been seeing a lot of civil uproar and, we can say anger because of the whole George Floyd situation. Yet at the same time, we've seen a lot of leaked footage of particular individuals instigating, people being paid, and some out of the ordinary type of activities. Now, I'm not going to talk this whole podcast about this, but I want to say something because I know I have a platform and I have a lot of people. To make a long story short, I just released a video on my second channel, which I recommend you check out, The Brian Casella Show. But in summation, they bumped into somebody who admitted to them and told them that they were paid to be there and cause problems. Okay? Paid to be there. So, hearing that, plus learning a lot of the things that I've been learning lately and seeing, it begins to paint a different picture than what I was told growing up about what the government represents or what the media represents or what they stand for, or who's being honest with me and who isn't. So it's led me as an individual to go on a conquest myself to find information, okay? Just like I've told people a million times, even on my YouTube channel, with my regular sales information, right? Mindset, whatever you want to categorize it. I say, don't believe a word that I say. Take what I'm giving you, study these subjects, study me, and go apply the information and find out for yourself if what I'm saying is legit. Okay? I've been saying that. Now, we're seeing a parallel now in this other stuff that I'm looking at. Okay? We're seeing a narrative being pushed to divide people and cause them to fight each other instead of uniting against the common enemy, which we all know what the fucking common enemy is, but we've been fooled and we've been told that's our brother next to us or our sister next to us. And we've been fooled to believe that they're the enemy or the one in the mirror. You saw that post I made earlier. A lot of people like that and they agree with it. See, that's the most and biggest and most dangerous threat to the system or whatever we want to call it is if everybody unites together and stands up against them. That's what we need to do. But anyways, back to the main subject. I've told you, you've been told, and you're finding out that it's healthy for you to question things and go a different route. So when I look at my journey and what I've done and what I've accomplished, a lot of that I can credit to this. You know, like when I got into sales and real estate, particularly, I studied different subjects and went different routes. So much so that I'm being told by people, why the fuck are you studying this, right? I got certified in as a neuro-linguistic programmer. As far as like practitioner, master practitioner, I'm a certified hypnotherapist and I have been for years now. Years, not just, oh, I got it last week. It's been for years. And to this day, people are telling me, why the fuck did you do that? What does that have to do with what you do? I'm like, are you that incorrectly tunnel visioned? Why? Because I'm taking a different route that I see value in. Why is that being questioned so much and ridiculed and not understood by people? Right? So I look at everything I do and it follows this pattern. So when I look at situations or things or subjects or ideas, I look at them differently. And I welcome all of you to take the same approach because it gives you the individual power again, the power of choice, the power of using logic and reason to your advantage and not taking my word for it, anybody else's word for it, which is why if I help somebody, I don't hold their hand. I show them where the door is. I show them the path and I say, that's where it is, but you have to go over there and open the door and walk through. I'm not going to do it for you because that's not up to me. And then I do you a disservice in the process by not doing that. Is it more difficult? Maybe. Does it require us to go through a transformation? Yes, because the moment you begin to look somewhere else or you get that first piece of information that shatters an old belief system or philosophy that you had because you realize this is better or you want to adopt it or you realize you've been lied to about something. That's a difficult moment for a lot of people because it literally shatters your fucking reality. You've heard a term being thrown around before, cognitive dissonance, which means it's such a shock you want to reject it at first. And again, we can apply this to anything, something you learned about relationships, something you learned about a person, your job, your profession. It could be anything. But you have to go through that process, which is why you always hear people say change is not easy. So as I began to go through that first layer of rewiring how I was thinking and viewing the world and processing my perspective and all that, how do you think I got to where I'm at today? By going through that rigorous ass process of being in tears and being like, oh my God, is this true? I can't believe it. I've been lied to, or oh my God, I thought this way for 20 years. How did I even think that? And you have to go through that. It's not pretty, in quotes, because it creates a lot of internal turmoil. Because again, you were led to believe something about a particular subject or person that was not right. Or again, you upgrade your belief system or philosophies about a certain subject. So with that current, in the beginning, belief system and philosophies and however you govern your life, that creates your reality. So everything that's in that reality, internally, externally, was built on those beliefs and philosophies in that system. When you change it, when you upgrade it, when you shift it, and an old one shatters and you bring in a new one, it's going to shake everything up. It's almost like the movies when somebody would suddenly teleport somewhere and then there's like a ripple effect through the whole world. That's what happens. So you may lose people, items, your emotions might be a mess for a little bit because there's an adjustment period that goes with it. And this is one of the reasons that people don't want to do this stuff because as they go through it, they think something's wrong. I mean, I even look at a lot of people who follow me who know that I've been, like, as an example, plant-based for like 5 years now as far as my diet. And they go through it and I tell them, hey, there may be an adjustment period where the first week or two, you don't feel right? You may be going through some things. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. The same thing can be said about when we change our belief systems or way of being in other areas. There is that adjustment period that's not fun. It doesn't feel good. And you're going to, in quotes, lose things, but you have to create now that space or that void to then be filled with something new. When you have a cup and it's full, what do you need to do before you add more? You have to empty the fucking cup. So you yourself have to be emptied as well. Otherwise, you just keep pouring on top of it. And what happens? Nothing enters the cup. It just keeps overflowing. I can give you a million examples for this. Yet many of us, because of how we're brought up, how we've been indoctrinated, we're stubborn as fuck. We want things to be the way we think they're supposed to be. We want to fight people online to think our way. We're so fucking closed-minded, we can't even look at someone else and what they say, right? Lately, I've had a ton of people, whether on my Facebook, DMs, on Instagram, whatever, send me some hateful ass shit, believe it or not. Many of you, to some of you, that's a surprise. To others, not so much, right? And I know by being on a platform and having a following, it just comes with the territory. But I can look at what somebody else is saying and not take it personal. And I can identify where it's coming from. An emotional outburst, maybe somebody's mentally unstable, maybe they truly are just a hateful person, that's fine, or they're evil, okay. But I can sit there and analyze it with an open mind without getting so fired up and, oh, fuck this person and this and that. See, but I've had a fight to get there because I went through the other part of it, which is the beginning of fighting people and going the extreme of telling everybody else to go fuck themselves and wanting to start a fight with everybody. Why are you talking shit, man? Right? Just like when I started boxing, a lot of people were talking shit. I said, bro, show up to the gym. If you're such a great fighter, show me how to fucking fight. Right? But that's not how you do it. But I had to mature. I had to go through that phase of not doing it correctly to learn what to do. So if you have a closed mind right now, you're going to have to work. Number one, you have to recognize that you have a closed mind, which is difficult for a lot of people because it forces you to put your fucking ego to the side for a second and admit, guess what, buddy? You're wrong. And it's tough, especially for the men. Number two is you need to say, okay, I need to make a change. And then you need to commit to the change. Because when you have an open mind, I'm not saying that suddenly everything you believe is law and truthful. That's the opposite end of it that I think a lot of people also fall into a trap. Anything they read is, oh my God, this is the gospel now and it's true. That's not true either, right? We can't be gullible. But we have to start this process, right? So somebody will look at me and say, man, how do you keep such a good perspective on things, right? Something will happen. I'll run into an obstacle or a challenge. Something in quotes that's bad, labeled as bad by other people, will happen to me. And I only see the good in it, or I refuse to accept that. Well, how did I get there? Well, I had to work on that. That doesn't just happen. That doesn't just happen. You have to do it. You have to mold yourself. I went through the phase of being a little bitch and being a fucking victim. What do you think I did after my basketball career? Because I felt in my mind at that time, why was I injured? This is bullshit. I worked so fucking hard. My dream's getting taken away from me because of other people, right? That motherfucker, he injured me on purpose. That's where I was. But that fucked me up mentally for a long time. So I've made that mistake. And a lot of people have. But I know I had to change because that's not the way. I had to learn. Hey, dude. But see, but I had to swallow my pride and say, fuck, okay, I'm doing something wrong here. I admit I'm being a little bitch. And a lot of people won't do that. They won't say, man, I'm fucking up. I need to get my shit together. I need to be a fucking man and accept responsibility and move on with my life and understand that there's going to be things that happen to me that are outside of my control. Now, from that moment forward, my life changed and it led me to where I'm at today, of many other things I've done as well. But in that present moment, I came to the realization that, okay, maybe everything I'm dealing with or what I've created in my mind isn't real. How much of this is being created by me? Am I being my own worst enemy? And in many cases, I realized I was. And God damn it, it's difficult. Because when you look around, although it's a little bit easier with social media now, I guarantee you your peer group, initially, back then, at least it was for me, wasn't doing this stuff. They didn't give a shit about this. So the incorrect behavior is enabled and reinforced because nobody knows better. Nobody's on this quest to get better. At least now with social media, we have some examples of people like myself who will openly talk about this shit, say where we fucked up, what we did wrong, where we started, some things that we thought were right that ended up being wrong. But we need more of it. We need proper representations of those things in order to at least have an example or identify with someone and say, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, okay, what he's talking about, I'm going through, which is why I think a lot of people in the beginning started following me because I was just open about that stuff. But we have to see the importance of this because, you know, in a time like this where whoever the enemy is trying to incite divide between people. I've said this many times, and I'm going to repeat it again. Change will blossom and begin at the individual level. Individuals have to take responsibility for themselves, how they think, what they decide to listen to, how they're going to process things, how they're going to respond. And when collectively, as a whole, at the individual level, everybody does this more and more, and we help each other and we unite, then we're going to see the change that we want at every level. This goes beyond what's currently happening. This is in everything. So I realized this early on. And I look at myself in the mirror and say, whatever happens today, however you respond to things, this and that, it's all up to you, man. It is all up to you at the end of the day. Even if everything outside of your control goes wrong and works against you, it's still up to you and it's still on you. I was like, okay, cool. You know what? Even though I don't want to believe that, I need to. If I expect to evolve as an individual, I need to believe that shit and wear it and pretend for a second that I'm, you know, without a shirt on in front of the mirror and that shit is just tattooed right here. Boom. So I read it and I see it every second, every morning, every night before I go to sleep, when I brush my teeth, and I remind myself of that shit all the time. So it's up to us. We need to be the example. We need to be the one who is refining the way we think, upgrading the way we think, setting the example in our thoughts and our actions and our deeds all the time. That's going to work a lot better, because when everybody, again, does that on the individual level, then everyone's going to see that example around them, and it's going to inspire change in other people, because it's going to be less talk and it's going to be more action. And then we'll be able to see and spot through bullshit, and we can count on the next person calling out the bullshit and standing up and saying something, right? Because like and this is the way I'll end this. You know, a lot of people have been attacking me. I don't want this to seem like I get attacked all the time. I do, but in retrospect, right? For every 50 or 100 messages I get of positivity, I'll get a hater comment, right? So someone's like, well, I get a DM. You know, you post a lot about this stuff, but like, what do you actually do in regards to this whole situation, right? Or like race or whatever, or standing up and actually doing something. I can give you one example of many, right? About a year and a half ago, okay? And just so people get this, if you don't know about me, my family's an immigrant family, okay? They came from South America. I'm first generation born here. So growing up, I've witnessed and been a part of, with my immediate family here and extended family back at home, I've witnessed racism, okay? I've seen it and I've experienced it. So a year ago, in regards to this individual and other people who have said, well, you're not doing anything, I was at a gas station. I knew one of the workers there. Reminded me a lot of my dad. This particular worker immigrated over here from Mexico and worked at a gas station. I'd see him at the gym too, so we were kind of acquaintances. One day I go in to get gas. Some dude comes in who's in front of me in line. And he's asking him something, but the dude is talking fast. And the guy himself, the American dude, has a pretty like thick accent. Even I was kind of having trouble understanding him. But the poor dude working behind the counter, who came from Mexico, whose English still wasn't the best, couldn't understand him. But this dude is in a hurry. And long story short, he starts talking shit to the guy. Oh, you fucking illegals and this and that. I was like, so immediately after about 10 seconds of hearing his bullshit, I said, bro, who the fuck are you? How do you know this dude is illegal? Why are you saying that stupid racist shit? Be patient, pay what you got to pay, and get the fuck out, dude. Now, he looked at me and didn't say shit, then he left, but I did something. And I've done that a million fucking times in different examples of saying something. But if I'm put on the spot, I will fucking say something. You see? But when you look on the inside, I'm a good fucking person. I'm not a piece of shit who's just going to stand there and watch that happen. Because in that moment, I said that could have been my dad or somebody else. I myself was made fun of in school. Because when I got sent to school, I didn't speak fucking English and everybody teased me, I remember. Even my fucking teachers were bitching and complaining to my parents saying, how the fuck does your kid not speak English? Right? So I don't just talk, I actually do shit, okay? I just don't talk about it because I don't need to. Anyways, we'll end the podcast here. Thank you for joining everybody. As always, Team BC sponsored this podcast. If you guys are looking to join Team BC, go to partnerwithteambc.com. And lastly, Modern Success, if you want to join us, go to briancasala.com, or you can go to the link in my bio on Instagram. All right. That's it for this one. Peace out. We'll see you next week. Later.